a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
You know, I have my little Wombie dog.
Yes.
Bless him, Wombie the Red Healer. Mm-hmm. And he's gaining a bit of a following himself. A lot of people love little Wombie dog.
Yeah.
Which is great. But because him and I go on our little afternoon walks together, and sometimes it's as a family with Jimmy, but if Jimmy's catching a surf or something, you know, Wombie and I will just tread a lot.
Catching a surf, yeah. You know? That's how I know you're a real surfer girl. That's the term. Catching a surf
mate,
today.
You don't know what real people talk about down on the coast. Yeah. You got no idea.
K-Rock 955. We are the Coast Zone radio station. If you're out there catching a surf this morning, hope you have a good one. Get in the green room. Get wet.
All right, shuckers. Anyway.
Goodness me. For some reason, I thought that was going to be a swear word.
Yeah, I know. It felt like one coming out. Felt good. So I've become a connoisseur of dog poo bags.
Okay.
Stick with me.
All right.
So I've discovered that I have a preference.
Okay.
Okay. And now I've become a little bit of a snooty dog poo bag feeler.
What?
So I don't know with Ruby. Ruby's tiny.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, does she even poo?
Yeah, she does a little poo.
Yeah, yeah, right? And yeah. So you would just... whatever, yeah, pick them up, or you probably have a little poop scoop at home and deal with them however you deal with
them. Excuse me.
What? You pause at the wrong time.
Well, I just had muesli bar, breathed it in. So I have a big shovel and I just go around sort of once every 3 days and do a lap.
See, right? When I'm out and about with Wombie, though, I need to, you know, he's dropping them and I'm picking them up, okay? And so... if you get on a leash, you get those little portable dog poo bag holder rolled
things.
That's
what we use,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those bags, I don't want to impugn a whole industry, but those bags, you know, they're quite light because you've got to fit a lot of them on a little roll.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be movable, manageable, whatever. So they're quite like... their baseline model, you could say.
Flimsy,
right?
Structural integrity,
sometimes
not right
you go
there,
to,
yeah.
Sometimes you go to rip them off and it rips the whole bag
the bottom,
and then you can find out in the worst ways, all right? We won't get into that.
Yeah.
Second tier up, right? Normally find these, I'm calling it around my area, Ballarina, find these a lot. They're the sort of black council bags, right? So they're the ones that are at little walkways, at the beach or whatever, on the dunes, and it's kind of like, okay, please pick up after your dog.
Little green dispenser on a pole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Black roll inside of it.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're a little bit more sturdy. You know, they do the job. You can trust in those ones.
Mm.
But the Elite. The Elite.
I can't believe we're talking about this, but yes.
You know, you find these around the Janjuk area.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They're the green compostable bags.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
The feel on these.
How
these
Janjuk.
Are the Tesla of poo bags. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, mate, I know what a compostable... plastic bag feels
that
like because we use them in the kitchen. It's like a matte, soft.
Yes. Oh my God. And every time I grab one, I'm like, Wombie, give me a chance. Go now. Let me use this.
Let me get my
You know, it's
fist
the ultimate. No, it's poop. The okay, good. It's the ultimate it's the ultimate poo bag.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone else is out there feeling this way about me, but whenever I grab one of those green ones, I'm like, I'm upper echelon people, you know. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling ritzy. Feeling good. Feeling like it's not a disgusting thing that I have to do.
Yeah, it's
I'm feeling
sort of,
good
it's
about
incentivizing you
it
to
is.
Because you get to touch the bag.
Does anyone else have a favorite poo bag around town?
No,
I mean,
we're not
drop
doing...
the location, you know. 52232955. Where are the green?
No one is gonna
people love it, mate.
No one's gonna tip off everybody else where the good poo bags are.
Of course they will because they refill them and not at our cost. It's great. Give us the hookup. Who's got those sweet green bags?
Also, if you are a fan of the Juk bags, the poo bags in Janjuk, and you maybe drive a little further for your walk so that you can grab some of those free compostable. I cannot believe there's nothing more Janjuk that I've ever heard. Than compostable poo bags.
They're the best.
Sure, 52232955. Let's talk poo bags if you want. I don't care. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy Podcast. The green compost loving poo bags. They've got that beautiful sheen about them and you get them on the surf coast around Janjuk.
They're soft. They're matte. They're a matte sort of feeling.
So nice.
And so there's nothing nicer than having that over your hand and then having a bit of warmth in there too, just coming through that plastic. Isn't that right, Laura from Armstrong Creek?
That is absolutely right. We've got those green ones too. Oh. And having the little handles that you can tie it off, it's great.
Yes. See, and so you're a connoisseur of dog poo bags then. How do you feel about that, knowing that now?
We kind of take a couple at a time and put them in, attach them to the lead.
Okay.
You've always got them.
Okay.
Yeah, see? That's good. And do you find them, because you're in Armstrong Creek, would you go specifically to Janjuk to get them, or do you know anywhere else that's got them?
Armstrong Creek have got the green ones.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And so there's multiple points throughout Armstrong Creek.
Yep.
You don't want to sort of dob in any specific locations.
No, but there are a couple. I think there's three that I know of.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well,
you're my people, Laura.
Write that down. So we've got Janjuk and also Armstrong Creek for the combustible.
Combustic.
Poo bags.
Very fantastic.
Caleb's in Thompson talking poo bags, mate. You're a bit of a fan, are you?
Oh, you could say so.
Yeah, it's okay. Safe spot, Caleb. Safe spot.
Yeah, so.
There's not. Well, on the rail trail in Thompson, they don't refill them, but I know where you can buy them, Loggy.
Nah, why would I buy them?
They're free.
They're free, mate. Come on.
Yeah. Nah, they are really good. They're like having a silk sheet on your hand.
Yeah.
they are, aren't they? It's almost like you're wearing nothing at all, isn't it? It's... Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. So there's a optical illusion. Now, it's a bit hard. This is not really sort of great for radio, which is a great way to start talking about something, isn't it, on the radio.
But keep listening.
Optical illusion.
It's about to get better.
It reveals a lot about your love life, work life, and whether you're honest or secretive.
Oh, okay. You've sent me this picture.
Ooh, I've sent you the link to the picture, right? So I want to know what you see first. It's like, you know, there's the one that's
the
like
bunny or the duck.
Yeah, or there's like it's a cup or it's a lamp or it's something else.
Two faces.
And there's the right.
Yeah, so, yeah. I love this stuff. Yeah. I live for this stuff.
Right, so I've sent you this picture, and I want you to tell me what you see first, because then we'll break down what it means, and I'll tell you what I saw first, and we might chuck it up on the social so other people can sort of understand what we're talking about.
I see. It looks like there's two people hugging, but I saw the person on top first.
Right.
So that seems to be someone with short hair.
Yep.
I saw them first, although it looks like there's also someone on the bottom with long hair, but they're kind of sharing the same face.
Right, so that's right. So it's a picture of a man lying on top of a woman from sort of the middle of the back up to the top of their heads, right? And they do share a face.
Yeah.
I also saw the man on top.
Oh, you
first.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so we must have something in common.
All right. What does it mean, though, Tom?
Which will be a first, right? We don't need the history of the picture. That's fine. Let's read on together. If you're a man, the first thing you notice is the man in the picture. It suggests you have a man or men on your mind. Okay. This could be due to professional, social, or sporting rivalries that consume your thoughts.
You know I'm into this stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay, continue. Sorry.
It could mean you might also feel frustrated or disappointed with a male figure.
Okay.
Tim from Drive, including sports players, celebrities, or public figures you're displeased with or concerned about.
Hey, I'm no psychologist, but Lingy?
Yeah, I am frequently disappointed by him.
Right?
Who's done this? Research?
Okay, so if you see it, they're like, if you see a man first, if you're a man and you see a man first, then you're thinking about men, and it could be sporting, social, celebrity, or in your life.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is based on artistic relationship and psychological gurus spent decades looking for the meaning in this particular picture. Decades.
Okay.
And they've settled on, if you see a man and you're a man, it means you're thinking about men.
All right. Well, I'm a woman and I see a man. So what does that mean?
You might seek a relationship. The man's presence in your perception suggests that you have the opposite sex on your mind.
Spot on.
You're a woman thinking about men.
Spot
if you've
on.
Seen a man in this picture, it may mean, after decades of research,
yeah.
that you're thinking about men.
Mm.
If you're already in a relationship,
oh, okay.
ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding.
Getting both sides of the table here.
Your concern for your partner's well-being might occupy your thoughts.
Oh, they have got me.
Do you care about Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes. That's why you see the man. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't think we even need to get bogged down in what happens if you see the woman.
No,
but
I think, you know what? I'm into the woo-woo. I'm the woo-woo on the show, and this is poo-poo.
Not Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't you dare call us.
Please don't. We don't need your help. Just rhymed for the song.
I'm doing this off my own back. This is my own, or my own bat.
Yep, bat.
Either. I mean, it's my off my own back too.
It's water off a duck's back.
Yep.
And it's you do it off your own bat.
Okay, well, I'm doing it off my own bat. So this hack is coming from me.
Okay.
And I feel great.
Right. This is sort of a organic,
hack.
Organically
yeah.
generated hack.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. There's been this lamp that I've been eyeing off for a long time.
Mm.
It's a little bit of an Exi lamp. It's a bit of a standout lamp, right?
Oh, so it's in the shop. Sorry, I thought it was in your lounge room and
oh,
you're
no.
just sitting on the couch giving it side eyes. That doesn't sound like the way it looks at me.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a lamp. It's a fancy lamp, right? And it's kind of like the shade. Okay, so the base is gold. Well, gold. It's not actual gold.
Like a brassy
sort
of
yeah, right?
Gold.
It's gold. And it's like one of them's got a bird. The other one's got a hippopotamus. Like it's kind of like a really cool animal
okay,
base.
Okay, sure.
And then the lampshade itself is felt.
Are you getting this from the kids section? Or?
Okay. It's felt.
Does it play a little tune?
Mate, it's really cool. It's felt.
Yeah.
And it comes in a whole different varieties. This one I'm looking at is green and it's got like embroidered bees and stuff on it, right? I just think it would really go with our house.
Is it on the Baby Bunting website?
It's not a baby lamp.
It sounds
he's in the baby section though.
Well, it's clearly a
No, but this is like a Home Hardware. It's in Ocean Grove, the Home Hardware there. They've also got the gift shop. It's great. That's
sure.
awesome. Shout out to them, right?
Yeah.
They've got all the lamps, but they've got everything. It's gifts and home. Shut up. It's not a baby lamp. It's not a baby lamp. It's an adult lamp.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty sure. Anyway,
how big is it? Is it like like your height, or is it? Are we talking like
okay,
a bedside
well, this
table?
This one in particular with the hippopotamus on the bottom. I get what you're saying, but it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, it
no,
is.
No, but and that maybe it is. No, anyway, it's short. It's short. It's about this high. So you explain it because you know it's about a meter.
It's a tabletop lamp.
It's a tabletop
not
lamp, right?
It's not a standing lamp.
Anyway, and I've been eyeing this thing off for ages. And then I got them to light it up in the shop for me. I'm like, can
oh,
I plug it in? Because
right, yeah.
you know, I really, I want to make it, because it's an expensive lamp.
Was it play green sleeves?
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Twinkle,
then,
twinkle, little star.
Shush.
Old McDonald.
Okay. Then I went to Frankie Say Relax, right, in Queens
yeah.
Cliff the other day.
Yeah.
I was looking, and they have a lamp in there. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But it's more your standard lamp. Okay, it's also gold, and the stand is a bit squiggly, and then it's got a lampshade on top. But there's
so
it's no.
What you're saying is it's for adults. It's more of a hallway lamp rather than a nursery lamp, yeah?
Okay. Anyway, oh, now you've really shocked me while thinking. No, but so what I did, I can't decide, right?
Yeah.
So you know with the latest iPhone updates, how you can take a photo and then you can just copy one part of
the
that
item,
photo,
you
the
yeah,
item,
you hold
and
your
then
finger
hold
on
it,
yeah, yeah.
copy it, and then paste it.
Mm.
I took a photo of the place that I want the lamp in
yes.
our house.
Yeah.
And on a second photo, I copied and pasted the lamp and attached it to the photo in my house
nice.
So I could see
nice.
What it would look like in my house.
Clever.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so
good, mate.
Clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't really helped me because I've decided, oh, I'm not really sure. I'm still thinking about it. But I thought that's such a great hack. If you're looking at something, you're like, oh, I can't decide between this print or that print or this lamp or that lamp or the rug. Maybe not a rug. Rug's a bit harder. Or maybe these pillows. Take a photo of where you want the item to go
yeah.
and then copy and paste the item from another photo into that.
Have you heard of the internet? because you've been able to do that on like heaps of companies' websites for ages. It's like, oh, what will it look like if we paint our walls this color? So you upload a photo of the room and then you can chuck the colors on the walls or the carpet, or you want to put some furniture in there. What couch are we going to buy? Let's give us a photo of the lounge room and we'll put the couch in there for you. Well done, mate. Good hack.
It's a hack. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
We spoke about this at length yesterday.
Mm.
And I just need to just touch on it really quickly because you were chatting about your eyebrow ring.
Mm.
You had to go get a CT scan last week and the lady was saying, hey, can you take it out of your head? And you were like, yeah, cool, that's fine. And she said, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm, is that the thing these days that the kids are wearing? And I'm like, no, it's not. But I'm hoping, I'm still holding on to hope that it will come back around again.
Yeah, and then we had a chat to a couple of people in the community that have eyebrow rings and, you know, they're running with it also.
Mm.
And then we chatted to Rhonda from Body Pleasure Piercing who said, yeah, she's noticing people are getting eyebrow rings,
right? That's right, starting to come back. Mm. So I've stuck around long enough for it to be cool again.
Well, we'll find that out. Let's just get into that vibe. Like, let's get into Tom back when you got the eyebrow ring.
So sort of talking sort of late 90s.
Yeah, and then, you know, you were still running it. It was very cool around the early 2000s.
Mm, so I was more of a sort of in a bit of a...
Oh, this feels so good.
Red baseball cap backwards.
Feel good.
This is a clean version.
We're hoping. Here we go. Oh my God, Tom, what did you get on your face, dude?
Why do you talk like that?
Because that's me.
No, that was how you were talking back then, was it? Amazing.
No.
Amazing. No, so.
What have you got in your eye, bro?
I got it pierced, bro.
Whoa, that is hot.
At that point, I had an ear and an eyebrow done. And so I had it first done when I was like 16, got to school after the holidays. Yeah. And my principal was like, you're taking that out, mate.
Oh.
And then as soon as school finished again, so end of 99, I got it done again. Yeah. And I've had it since. And I had at the time sort of short blonde spiky hair with the regrowth. So bleach blonde with the dark roots.
Little and, baby Fred Durst.
Sort of, I was a skater boy and
you
I was
were
vibing.
Rocking it, okay? Yeah. Now we know that trends are cyclical, they come back around, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And we put it up on our Insta story yesterday. Simple question, are eyebrow piercings cool? Yes or no were the two options that people could vote for.
Mm.
Okay, so no. Got 79% of the votes. But, Tom, I've been doing some Googling.
Yeah.
And if you look at glam.com.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. I clicked myself in the face.
In the nose.
Oh, anyway, glam.com, right?
Yeah.
If you want to know fashion,
yeah.
I mean, go there. Specifically, only there. Because they said that early 2000s are back in style.
Yes.
And
yes.
Alongside butterfly tattoos,
yeah.
Micro skirts, we're seeing the return of the eyebrow piercing.
Hey. I'm back, baby. Unfortunately, I can no longer grow the hair to then bleach. Actually, that might have something to do with the fact that it all fell out. I bleached the crap out of it for about 10 years.
Yeah. Now, I think that maybe if anyone wants to get, you know, if anyone's interested in maybe getting the Tom, you know, feel free to get in contact with us on the socials. I'm feeling that this can grow legs. Do you know what I mean? And I'm calling it getting the Tom, the
I don't
Tom
think
special.
You should. I think you put people off if you call
Tom
it
the Holes?
No.
What should I call it? Not Tom Holes.
Matching Tom
Holes.
Okay,
well, Jimmy said to me, Jimmy James, my partner, said to me yesterday, I'll get an eyebrow ring with Tom. And I said, no, you bloody will not.
Do you know what? Actually, I just remembered, I haven't always had the barbell either. I didn't have the sleeper, but I had a barbell that had spikes.
Yeah, the spiky one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to bring it back because it's back. Get some Tom Holes. If anyone's interested, send me a message on socials. I want to do something about this.
You want to, are you suggesting that we might be able to talk to Rhonda at...
Yeah.
body pleasure piercing and take care of some eyebrows for some people.
I reckon we could. Let's get some eyebrows in. Let's put some holes in them.
All right, message us on the socials or give us a call, 52232955 if you would like your eyebrow pierced, and we'll see what we can organise for you.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Keep piercing, 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 piercing.
Exactly. And if you go to glam.com, forget our socials, glam.com are saying it is back. It is big with the kids.
Yes.
And so we're asking maybe, do you want? Who wants to get some Tom holes?
No.
We've got to think of a word. I don't know. Yeah. Who wants to get Tom holes? Azza from Hamelin Heights, you've called up. Are you interested in some Tom holes?
I don't know whether I'd necessarily call it a Tom hole.
No, I'd prefer everyone stop doing
that. I'd be for it.
So,
back in that era, the eyebrow done, the top of the ear, the bottom of the ear, the tongue. It was all the rage back then.
Yeah.
I had the top of the ear done in that cartilage bit as well, and it never healed. It took 3 months and it was still sore, so I took it out. But I've still got a little hole in.
Well, what happened to your eyebrow ring, Azza?
Oh, my mum had a bit of a hissy fit after a while, and when she got married, and take that bloody thing out of your eyebrow. Yeah. But never got around to putting it back in again.
All right. Well, you are on the list of someone that wants some Tom holes. I'm writing it down, and we're going to bring eyebrow rings back.
I love it. I love it. Everybody else, I mean, you can call 52232955. We're gonna make this happen.
100%. With the help of Rhonda.
Yes. At Body Pleasure Piercing on Little Mallet there. Also, your messages on the socials. We're taking entries either way.
Yeah, we are. And if you've got another name for Tom holes, I mean, I'll think about it, but I feel like this is gaining legs now.
Mm.
Grab yourself some Tom holes.
Get pierced with me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.